You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's mm-hmm. wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee. Mm-hmm.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your it. Missus says stay in bed.
That's it.
It's comfy. That's it's cozy. That's you've got it. Work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
Because I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. Now I can thrive in that. That's the only place to be.
Some of you, in the past, you've gotten momentum. You've gotten passionate. You've even made a decision. But a decision is the first step. Decision is like a war. I got to do this or that. All right, I'm going to make myself do this. But commitment is when you now, after you've decided, you commit to do this for the long term. Whether it's hard or easy, doesn't matter. You're doing this. It takes it from this moment and it carries it into the future, even when things are difficult. And the third state is resolve. Resolve means it's done. It's like, it doesn't even if you took action, it's done inside you, so it's done out there. There's no question whatsoever.
That it's necessary for us to begin to look at the future and know that it's possible that we can have our dream. Yes, it is. Other people have done it, then we can do it. We fail a lot of times. Well, a lot of other folks fail, and eventually they came back and they succeeded. So it's possible we can have what we want, and we know that we want to get it. It's necessary that we align ourselves with people that think like we do. It's necessary we get negative, do-nothing people out of our lives. It's necessary we never stop learning and growing and developing ourselves. It's necessary that we never give up. We know that it's you, it's me. It's being responsible for our stuff and deciding that we're going to keep on keeping on, that we're going to find a way to win or find a way to make it happen. And we know it's hard. It's not going to be a picnic. Yes, it's hard. It's hard. And we will do it hard. And once we do it hard and we go through it, we realize it was worth it. And once you discover it was worth it, it is done.
One big thing is a lot of people, it's hard to imagine, but you have to learn how to fail. I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks. So like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or the first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast because my goals were just, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? And you got to teach yourself that. But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you got to have an unlimited supply of fucking fuck you. This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work Like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
Not just that every day, more of our life is used up and less of it is left, but this too. If we live longer, can we be sure our mind will still be up to understanding the world, to the contemplation that aims at divine and human knowledge? If our mind starts to wander, we'll still go on breathing, go on eating, imagining things, feeling urges, and so on. But getting the most out of ourselves, calculating where our duty lies, analyzing what we hear and see, deciding whether it's time to call it quits. All the things you need a healthy mind for, all those are gone. So we need to hurry, not just because we move daily closer to death, but also because our understanding, our grasp of the world, may be gone before we get there. Don't waste the rest of your time here, worrying about other people, unless it affects the common good. It will keep you from doing anything useful. You'll be too preoccupied with what so-and-so is doing, and why, and what they're saying, and what they're thinking, and what they're up to, and all the other things that throw you off and keep you from focusing on your own mind. You need to avoid certain things in your train of thought. Everything random, everything irrelevant, and certainly everything self-important or malicious. You need to get used to winnowing your thoughts, so that if someone says, "What are you thinking about?" you can respond at once, and truthfully, that you are thinking this or thinking that. And it would be obvious at once from your answer that your thoughts were straightforward and considerate ones, the thoughts of an unselfish person, one unconcerned with pleasure and with sensual indulgence generally, with squabbling, with slander and envy, or anything else you'd be ashamed to be caught thinking. Someone like that, someone who refuses to put off joining the elect, is a kind of priest, a servant of the gods, in touch with what is within him and what keeps a person undefiled by pleasures, invulnerable to any pain, untouched by arrogance, unaffected by meanness, an athlete in the greatest of all contests, the struggle not to be overwhelmed by anything that happens, with what leaves us dyed indelibly by justice, welcoming wholeheartedly whatever comes, whatever we're assigned, not worrying too often, or with any selfish motive about what other people say, or do, or think. He does only what is his to do, and considers constantly what the world has in store for him, doing his best, and trusting that all is for the best. For we carry our fate with us, and it carries us. He keeps in mind that all rational things are related, and that to care for all human beings is part of being human. Which doesn't mean we have to share their opinions. We should listen only to those whose lives conform to nature. And the others, he bears in mind what sort of people they are, both at home and abroad, by night as well as day, and who they spend their time with. And he cares nothing for their praise, men who can't even meet their own standards. How to act, never under compulsion, out of selfishness, without forethought, with misgivings. Don't gussy up your thoughts, no surplus words or unnecessary actions. Let the spirit in you represent a man, an adult, a citizen, a Roman, a ruler. Taking up his post like a soldier and patiently awaiting his recall from life, needing no oath or witness, cheerfulness without requiring other people's help, or serenity supplied by others. To stand up straight, not straightened. Nothing is more pathetic than people who run around in circles, delving into the things that lie beneath, and conducting investigations into the souls of the people around them, never realizing that all you have to do is to be attentive to the power inside you and worship it sincerely. To worship it is to keep it from being muddied with turmoil and becoming aimless and dissatisfied with nature, divine and human. What is divine deserves our respect because it is good. What is human deserves our affection because it is like us, and our pity too sometimes for its inability to tell good from bad, as terrible a blindness as the kind that can't tell white from black. Even if you're going to live 3,000 more years, or 10 times that, remember, you cannot lose another life than the one you're living now, or live another one than the one you're losing. The longest amounts to the same as the shortest. The present is the same for everyone. Its loss is the same for everyone. And it should be clear that a brief instant is all that is lost. For you can't lose either the past or the future. How could you lose what you don't have? Remember two things: that everything has always been the same and keeps recurring. And it makes no difference whether you see the same things recur in 100 years or 200, or in an infinite period. That the longest lived and those who will die soonest lose the same thing. The present is all that they can give up, since that is all you have, and what you do not have, you cannot lose.
Pick up your damn suffering and bear it. And try to be a good person so you don't make it worse. Well, that's a truth. You know, I read a lot about the terrible things that people have done to each other. You just cannot even imagine it. It's so awful. So you don't want to be someone like that. Now, do you have a reason to be? Yes! You have lots of reasons to be. God, there's reasons to be resentful about your existence. Everyone you know is going to die. You know, you too. And there's going to be a fair bit of pain along the way. And lots of it's going to be unfair. It's like, yeah, no wonder you're resentful. It's like, act it out and see what happens. You make everything you're complaining about infinitely worse. There's this idea that hell is a bottomless pit. And that's because no matter how bad it is, some stupid son of a like you could figure out a way to make it a lot worse. So you think, well, what do you do about that? Well, you accept it. That's what life is like. It's suffering. That's what the religious people have always said. Life is suffering. Yes. Well, who wants to admit that? Well, just think about it. Well, so what do you do in the face of that suffering? Try to reduce it. Start with yourself. What good are you? Get yourself together, for Christ's sake, so that when your father dies, you're not whining away in a corner, and you can help plan the funeral, and you can stand up solidly so that people can rely on you. That's better. Don't be a damn victim. Of course you're a victim. Jesus, obviously. Put yourself together. And then maybe if you put yourself together, you know how to do that. You know what's wrong with you, if you'll admit it. You know there's a few things you could, like, polish up a little bit, that you might even be able to manage in your insufficient present condition. How do you overcome the suffering of life? Is be a better person. That's how you do it. Well, that's hard. It takes responsibility. And I think, you know, if you said to someone, you want to have a meaningful life, everything you do matters. That's the definition of a meaningful life. But everything you do matters. So you're going to have to carry that with you. Or do you want to just forget about the whole meaning thing, and then you don't have any responsibility because who the hell cares? And you can wander through life doing whatever you want, gratifying impulsive desires for how useful that's going to be. And you're stuck in meaninglessness, but you don't have any responsibility. Which one do you want? Well, ask yourself, which one are you pursuing? And you'll find very rapidly that it isn't the majority of your soul that's pursuing the whole meaning thing, because, well, look what you have to do that. You have to take on the fact that life is suffering. You have to put yourself together in the face of that. Well, that's hard.